find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
Are you in the market for windows? Look no further than Window World, the $189 window guys. Plus, Window World is now offering 0% no-interest financing through 2013 with approved credit. Any size white vinyl double-hung window from Window World is $189 plus 0% financing and tax credits up to $200, so you can save and replace those old drafty windows. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Get your dance on with the legendary Martha Graham Dance Company this weekend at the Two Hill. Click dancestlouis.org.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
19.
Hit me.
20.
Hit me.
21.
Hit me.
22.
Don't
cross over if I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Replug my headphones. I don't know why that wasn't working. This is brand new equipment. Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's 40 years old. I was thinking of someplace else. Good afternoon. Everybody in this room seems down. Okay, what's the deal? Lay it all out. What's the deal? This is like group therapy. What's going on? Is there some bad news? Do we get terminated?
I don't think so.
There's something I don't know here?
Not that I know of, yeah.
I'm just eating.
You're wise to use the word yet.
Well, no. Yeah. You never know.
Everything my okay? Son called me at about almost 5 in the morning.
Oh, and you know what? I bet you were so glad to hear from him because you haven't heard from him in what, 2 days or a day? Or
yesterday.
Yeah.
Man.
No, but he said he's going
to. I thought you said he couldn't call for like 13 weeks or something.
That's after tonight.
Ah.
But he had to get rid of his phone. He either had to just step on it or stick it in water.
What?
Well, come on. Whoa. No, that's not
you
true.
You can't have your cell phone.
But wait, you don't have to step on it or stick
no,
it in water.
No, he could have left it at home, but he didn't.
But you can't they can't mail it back to you?
Hold on. That is not.
He had to get rid of it. He didn't have time to bring it back home. He was already down.
So
there.
The Marines said you have to step on it or dump
it in
water.
If you end up going to where you're supposed to be going and you have your cell phone with you, you get like demerits or something.
Why didn't he do what some of these drug dealers do and hide it in his rectum?
He said the phone was falling apart anyway.
Hey, your butt's ringing.
I got to check on it. But I'm assuming they made him get up at 5 in the morning because that's when he left me a text message.
Oh, no. He'll get up earlier than 5. Trust me. I would love to have slept in basic training till 5 in the morning. Yeah, it's a little earlier than that.
No, tonight's when he calls and he gives me his address and then says, I love you, goodbye, hangs up.
And says, bye, you'll never hear from me for 3 months. Yeah. You going to cry tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are. You're about to cry now.
I am not.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
I'm crying.
You're acting like a girl. Oh, wait, you are a girl. Burke segment, anything.
No.
Going once.
I have nothing to that.
I got nothing. The
no,
Cardinals won.
It's one of the, yeah, they did. Not, they didn't just win. They like.
They killed them.
But yeah. That was, I flipped over in the fourth inning and it was like 11-2 or something. I just thought, okay, I'll check back later. I see how this is going. I check back later and they were still killing them.
Well, apparently before the game, Tony La Russa said, I think Albert Pujols is going to have a breakout game. Boom. He went nuts. He had a home
four
run.
4 for 5, 5 yeah. RBI.
Maybe he was sandbagging.
And you're not
this
one
time.
Of these people that actually believes he's psychic. Or he could have just as easily said,
no,
I believe anybody else is going to do something. And if it happened, then, you know, that's not why it happened.
I believe the children are our future.
Yeah.
Well
teach
said.
Teach them well. And
well said.
It was nice to see that Nigel Morgan have a couple of miscues out in the outfield. He's the one that's been...
Niger?
Yes, Niger.
Yeah. Niger Morgan, yeah.
How do you spell that?
N-Y-J-E-R.
Okay.
He's the one that's been tweeting a lot. He called Albert Alberta. And, talking a lot of...
Trash talk.
Talking a lot of smack against St. Louis.
Wow.
And
cut down Chris Carpenter.
It sure worked.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
It sure intimidated him.
I don't think it's ever a good idea to give any team any more reason than
any
they...
Any fuel.
Yeah.
Now we're not gonna talk about baseball because there are other people here who are better at it and they're good and they know what they're talking about. But I have one suggestion and I've not heard anybody else say this, so I will be the first to step up and say this: if they win the World Series, if you believe at all in squirrels or La Russa saying he's gonna have a breakout game and then what do you know he does or any of that stuff, if they win the World Series. They need to, and I don't know what their contract with Cam Wex is. It doesn't matter. Get out of it and change stations.
Yep.
Because every time, when they went with us in 06, boom, first year World Series. If they do that this year, first year back with them, change radio stations. It doesn't even matter what station you go to, just change stations.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's the magic move to make, is to change radio
WW.
Stations. It doesn't matter. Now, wouldn't that be something if they did do that? If they were so superstitious, they went, okay, we'll buy our way out, and we're going to broadcast on WGNU. And then they won again that year. That would be hilarious.
This is WGNU, Cardinals Baseball.
That's got a nice ring to it already.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. I finally went and pulled up, and I've meant to do this for 3 or 4 days, and I keep forgetting to do it, but I finally pulled up the Hank Williams Jr. comment. Let me tell you what's one of the things that's wrong with this country. There's a lot that's wrong. There's a lot that's right. We are going to have to start stepping up in significant numbers and saying we've had enough of a handful of people making a big deal out of nothing. I cannot believe that Monday Night Football theme he did was pulled over what he said. I read it. All he said was that Obama playing golf with Boehner would be like Hitler playing with Netanyahu. That's not a statement that Obama is Hitler. Here's what it's like. If I said, wow, let's think of two people that you just wouldn't think of as hanging out together or playing golf together. Let me think for a second. Who are like arch enemies? Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump. Okay, if Rosie O'Donnell had dinner with Donald Trump or went out to an event together, I'd say, oh man, that's like Jeff Dahmer sitting down to dinner with Linda McCartney. She's a vegetarian. He eats people.
Right.
That's not saying that. You know, Rosie is a cannibal, and it's not saying that Donald Trump is a... It's not saying anything. Yeah, it's a metaphor. But I can't believe this. This is so stupid. Buy every Hank Williams Jr. record you can buy and send an email to ESPN saying, what's the matter with you? You know, you can't even do an analogy. You can't do anything without somebody taking it as meaning. Of course he didn't mean that Obama was just like Hitler. Obama didn't kill 6 million people. Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
I wonder if it would have been different if he did. Boehner playing golf with Obama would be like Hitler. You know, I wonder if it meant more.
What if he'd
lining
said, what if
the
he'd said,
names up?
Obama playing golf with Boehner would be like Rosie O'Donnell going to dinner with Donald Trump. would somebody say, oh, he's calling the president?
No, he's saying because he used the president's name first that Hitler went with
like,
that
so what if he said Obama Obama with Boehner is like
Netanyahu with
playing with Hitler? I wonder if
no,
that's
a great question. That's a great question. Because
just the order. I wonder if that's the
That's how stupid it is. Right. That if you flip the order, then it would be okay. It's stupid. All right, I have a question, and maybe you can look it up and Google the answer. What is a cobweb? You know, Halloween is not far away, so you see these stores, and they use these fake cobwebs. You remember the Munsters house had a bunch of cobwebs in it? What's the difference between a cobweb and a spider web? And how does a cobweb get made? Is there a spider involved?
I don't think so.
No, they're not the same.
No, a cobweb has to do with, like, dust or something.
But what makes it?
I don't know how it forms or anything like that. It just appears, and it's usually, like, in a corner.
These are the kinds of things to keep me up. I know what a spider web is. I've watched a spider in the sunlight string, like, spit out that little string of stuff.
Out of its butt.
A cobweb is not dust. It's an actual web.
Yeah.
What is a cob? Is this a creature?
I think it's all the same thing from what I'm getting over here.
Maybe children of the corn.
That it's spider web. They have three different spelling of spider web. You know, spider, space web, spider web, all one word, and spider's web.
Okay, but a cob
or
web.
Or cobweb.
If you ever go in an old building, and you know, you walk and you get the stuff on your face, cobwebs everywhere, it looks different than a spider web.
Right.
Spider web has a neat pattern to it like a snowflake.
Oh, here it is. It says it's from the obsolete word cop, C-O-P-P-E, meaning spider.
And somebody just called and said that he was told that a spider web is a web that a spider doesn't live in anymore.
A spider web is, or
I mean
cobweb?
A cobweb, rather.
A cobweb is a spider
web. It's an abandoned
spider web. It's a foreclosed home.
Yeah, basically.
That's how bad this economy is.
A foreclosed web.
Yeah.
I didn't do a very good job on this one. I'm out of here.
Well, that makes sense, because I don't ever see spiders in cobwebs, but I see them in spider webs. So think of it as a little condominium or a home, and the little family moved out.
Yeah. And they're not usually circular. You know, like a spider web has that pattern. A cobweb is just
like a glob. It's a glob web.
Strings hanging all over.
You imagine if a spider, remember, you know that guy that just walked around the world? He finishes in 4 days in Montreal, walking around the world. What if a spider decided, I'm going to make a web, and I'm going to, because they spit, or does it come out their butt?
I think it comes out their butt.
I think it does. It's a little fine thread.
Silk
thread. Wow. You know, how neat would that be to poop out silk?
Yeah.
I would like that.
I need a sweater.
Smells better.
Shirt.
I would much prefer I go to the toilet.
Looking in the toilet
silk.
And seeing a bunch of silk.
Wow, look at that. Boy. Look at that beautiful silk.
Fragrant.
They have that. They can do that. But what if a spider said, I'm going to do this around the world? It would be a World Wide Web.
Hey.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina.
Hey, Silkhead.
Hey, silk for brains. Okay, now you know what's going to happen. This is going to go on for an hour. Yeah. There'll be no end to it.
Ray's going to take a new one.
Yeah. Silk for brains.
Taking a silk.
Hey, dip silk. Oh man. So how are you folks doing out there in Radio Land? You doing okay? Are you having as much fun as we are? Probably not. That would be impossible. Then we're gonna take some calls and we're gonna take a break and then I don't know. Whatever. Before we here, 969, this is our number, 314-969 KTRS. This is our other number. Toll free 888-550 KTRS. Real quickly, before I take a couple calls and then take a break, here's an example of how tough times are. And sometimes you just have to kind of laugh at this economy stuff. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. But I don't remember seeing many offers like this. Now, this is out of yesterday's paper. And it's a tie-in to the new Footloose movie, which I'll probably see, because my wife wants to see it, but why would you mess with the Kevin Bacon one? Yeah, that was a good movie.
I never saw it.
You never saw Footloose?
No.
Oh, no, you have to see it. It's fantastic.
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, a little more up-to-date.
The younger
with
crowd.
The style of
yeah,
dancing.
I get all that, but I'm not young, so I don't need to see it. But I'll go because she wants to go.
I think it's going
to
be good.
I live for my wife's wishes. That's,
well,
that's
yeah.
the kind of person
you
I am.
You are so romantic.
That's what marriage is about.
So here's what the ad says. It says, cut loose. On the left side, there's a scene from Footloose. It says Footloose, and then it says cut loose to Chicago. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch invites you and a guest to win passes to see Footloose. Now, the second part is, it says, what's the one song that always makes you get up and dance? Well, my answer to that is, there's no song that makes me get up and dance. But it says, if you'll send us the name of that song to... Can you hear Dan talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mic on?
No, it doesn't have to be. We can hear you talking through the glass and our headphones.
All right.
Thank you.
You're a Catholic boy. Use your church voice.
It says, send us the name of that song to contestst.louis@alliedim.com something for your chance to see the film this Tuesday night. And then it says, one lucky entry will be chosen at random to win a round trip for two to Chicago on a Greyhound bus.
All right.
Wow, not even a train.
Not even Amtrak. Round trip Greyhound bus trip for two.
No thanks.
Wow.
Sign of the times. You don't see that every
Maybe
day.
Maybe it's something to do with the movie. Maybe there's some train.
Was there a Greyhound bus in the movie?
No.
Maybe the new movie.
There was a train.
It says, celebrate by cutting loose with great low fares on Greyhound. I have to tell you, quite frankly, I'm surprised that a bus company... Is there still Continental Trailways, or is it just Greyhound?
I think it's just Greyhound.
If I were Greyhound in this economy, I would unveil the 787 of buses. I'm serious. I'd say TV screens in the back of the seat in front of you... The best of the best, like first class. You bet. Like attendance, like the old Pan Am, you know, hot babes. You don't think they could fill those buses if you could travel for a lot less than it costs to fly, and none of this TSA crap.
I don't know why.
I'd do it.
I rode a bus from here to
eternity,
like Dallas. Yeah, from Dallas, Texas, when I was 19.
And I rode a bus when I was a kid. But you know what I'm saying? If they would. I've seen no effort on the part of Greyhound to take advantage of this economy. Have you seen any TV commercials that said, hey, we'll bust our butts for you, great service, here, go there, here are the rates? Nothing. You'd think they'd do that.
I used to see Greyhound commercials all the time.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us. Yeah.
Everybody's in a hurry.
You may be in a hurry, but if you don't have the money to be in a hurry, you take a bus. And
that Megabus, I wonder if that's taken a lot of their business, too.
And they still have the double-deckers, too. Those scared me, because they look like they're going to fall over. How do you take a corner in a double-decker bus?
Do they still do those as, traveling buses?
Yes.
I just thought those were mostly like, you know, a tour, like a guided tour in a city.
I think they still have the big double-deckers.
Are the Megabuses the real cheap ones?
Yeah, that's the one that goes from here to Chicago.
You know, the truth is, if you're on a bus seat, is more comfortable than a plane anyway. And it takes 8-10 hours. You get a good book, you get a movie with a thing built in the seat. Next thing you know, you're there. And usually make a stop or two. People get to get out and buy some trinkets or go to Cracker Barrel or whatever. I remember it as a pretty good time. So, just a thought if I ran the bus company. A couple of quick calls. Here we go. Steve is up. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. Hey, thanks for taking this. Could you grant me permission just to add something to the Burke segment?
Absolutely. You're our guest. You are our... We only allow those in the studio to participate. But, folks, please welcome a rare Burke segment guest, Steve.
Yeah.
What do you have, Steve?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'd like to call out all the sports people in St. Louis for not saying a word about St. Louis Cardinals playoff games being on TBS, which is the Sex in the City station.
Thank you.
Do you think New York would put up with this? Boston, Baltimore, Los Angeles?
First of all,
no.
I think it's a shame that you have to have cable to watch a playoff.
Wait.
He's saying New York, I think it's on TBS and on the entire country.
No, yeah. Not that's the National League. But the American League is on Fox. They're on Channel 2 here. The American League is on
Free TV.
And
what is that about? No, I'm with you. First of all, I can't believe that you can't watch it on, you know, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Or no, because people who don't have cable, they don't get any of that sport. They don't get ESPN or any of that stuff. You know, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, CW, whatever. I can't believe it's not on one of those.
Money.
And granted, 85% of the country has cable, but what about those people that don't?
CBS paid a
I know,
chunk.
It's all about money. It's all about the money.
But we aren't protesting it or anything. And I say, can you imagine any other major market not raising a stink about that? I can't watch the games. And there are people in St. Louis that can't watch the games because we don't want to spend $1,000 a year to watch television.
And you know why they don't protest it? Because what good would it do them? Money talks, and you know what walks, and you can protest all you want to.
Well, you kind of could say the same thing for those folks that are protesting Wall Street. But still, though, I mean, that just, I think it propagates the impression that it's only the Midwest, it's only St. Louis, they're a little big market, forget about them. I think it's atrocious somebody has called out National Baseball League.
But Philadelphia had to watch the games on TBS.
But they don't count their stupid anyway.
That's the first round. But you know what? You know what? He makes a good point because Milwaukee is a smaller market and St. Louis is a small Midwestern market.
So you're saying if the Mets, what if the Mets made the playoffs?
Hey, you remember when Kansas City and St. Louis were playing the World Series, the I-70s?
Yes.
And it was like the rest of the country didn't even know there was a World
Series.
Yeah,
they didn't
completely
even
ignored it. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, Steve.
Well, Frank, thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Well, you feel better, don't you?
Oh, I feel terrific now. I can enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Are you allowed to pick up?
Let me stop and just say, this is your sports show.
Yes.
The Large Morning
All the time.
Your sports authority.
That's are right. you, can you pick up TBS with an HD antenna?
I don't
anybody
think
know?
So. No.
I think I might have it with just plain old
no,
basic.
No, that's basic cable.
Yeah.
HD antenna is only going to pick up 11, 2, 4, 5, 30, 46, and 24. That's 9. And that's it.
And then those side channels that they have that they...
Yeah, 4-1, 4-2. The first time I plugged in my... I have an antenna, and I have two TVs that are just on a house antenna. And the first time I fired them up after I bought the flat screens, and I go to 4, and then I go to 4-1, and then 4-2, I thought, what the heck? There's like 4 channel 9s.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
4 of them. It's weird. So, yeah, I don't think you can get TBS. We have to take our first break, and then we'll get back and do some more calls. It's going to be a good day. I can just tell. I can feel it in my bones. American Equity Mortgage. Loyalty is a rare thing anymore. And I say that because this is a company that has been loyal to this show for 20 years. We have two. Go ahead. That's all right. We have two 20-year advertisers on this show. We have 4 or 5, like, 14-year advertisers. We have 4 or 5, 8, 6, 7-year. Rare. I'll tell you what's even more rare is new business. Maybe we'll talk one day with those of you in business, and we can discuss what is the deal with how hard it is to get new business now. Man, oh, man, it's tough. But thank goodness for loyalty and people like American Equity Mortgage, and more importantly, thanks. I will thank them for you, for those of you who were able to get the home you might not have thought you would get because you didn't have perfect credit, who were able to get out from underneath the credit card debt because they taught you what bill consolidation meant, and to those of you who just used that equity for something other than paying off credit cards, kind of the same thing. It's just called home equity loan, and it's the smartest way, smarter than ever, to borrow money because the rates are so low. Check it out. Talk to them. Go online, AmericanEquity.com, or you know the number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Traffic is sponsored by the Ink and Toner Store, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We've got a report of a vehicle on fire now. It's on the ramp from southbound 55 onto Lindbergh. Also, they've cleared an accident on northbound 61 at Highway A and then another crash at Natural Bridge at eastbound 170. Also, we have a, that's eastbound 70, I'm sorry. Also, we have a little heavier traffic now on eastbound 40 as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane is at Park. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, for the month of October, purchase a set of four tires and receive the mounting and balancing at no extra charge. See participating Toyota dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stop overpaying for ink and toner cartridges. Call the Ink and Toner Store and see how much you'll save. Call 314-423-SAVE. That's 423-SAVE.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila and the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention company owners. Experts say that if you're not learning the new marketing power of the internet and how it affects your business, don't be surprised if you go out of business. Most websites are just an electronic brochure instead of what it should be, a money-making magnet. To maximize your web traffic and conversion takes five simple steps. To my amazement, most companies are only doing one. We'll teach you those five steps for free if you call us at 809-4040-52. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you search on the name Chet Holmes, you'll find me in thousands of places on the web creating massive traffic. I'm also on the first page of the search engine results for over 300 specific terms designed to attract our ideal client. Are you doing that? And I don't pay a penny per click. If you're a company owner, large or small, you need to personally learn the five steps to web domination. We'll teach you this for free if you call us at 809-4040-52. Just leave us a voicemail with your email address at 809-4040-52, and we'll email you the report. Call right now,
809-4040-52. For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Oh, no.
What?
I just got the power bill. It's way too high.
Great.
I wish we would have gotten new windows before winter hit.
Yeah, you mean back when FM Exteriors had the special on window installation for just $99?
Yep.
Don't let this be you in a few months. Now is the perfect time to improve the energy efficiency of your home. FM Exteriors, your local roofing experts, installs windows, and FM's low prices and awesome lifetime warranty are hard to beat. Right now, FM Exteriors is offering window installation for your entire home for just $99. Whether you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home, FM's custom-made windows provide energy savings and reduced maintenance. Call FM Exteriors today. In Missouri, call 314-632-6723. And in Illinois, the number is 618-628-1984. Or go to FMRoofingExteriors.com.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
You've heard the commercials. If you're in danger of foreclosure, then call 1-800-blah-blah-blah. Those out-of-town toll-free numbers usually spell trouble and end up sending you deeper into the hole. If you're behind in your mortgage, put your trust in a local company with a spotless reputation, St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve and Doug Scallarin will take your call personally and will help you save your home. They'll contact the lender directly, stop the foreclosure process, and work out a plan that will allow you to get back on schedule. Don't try to do it yourself. Call the local experts with a spotless reputation, St. Louis Home Retention Group. 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Or online at stlewishomeretentiongroup.com. No upfront fees, honest and unbiased advice, and best of all, local. Don't risk it. Call the local guys that go above and beyond. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Online at stlewishomeretentiongroup.com.
Are you looking for a stable partner for all your parts, service, and rental needs? Then John Deere and Herb Equipment is the company you can rely on, now and in the future. Herb Equipment has a wide range of excavators, loaders, dozers, skid steers, and attachments available for rent at 8 convenient locations. Is your current equipment dealer leaving you stranded on the job? Herb Equipment will get you up and running, no matter what brand of equipment you own. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Attention players, Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack.
and 25-cent roulette, plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Say, down the boon, Billy Joe Royal, is that right?
Wow.
Hey,
man, that
still
was...
got it. It's useless knowledge, but I do have it. Does anybody here say, oh, we got the power bill and it's high this month?
Power bill?
We have a commercial running and it says power bill. Honey, the power bill. Nobody says that.
No, the electric bill.
But I mention it because I got my electric bill today. And it was like getting a Christmas present. Because we've had this, you know, not too hot, not too cold stuff. So here, I went from 1 month with an all-electric house, just under $600 a month, to $223.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you do budget billing?
Because I don't have to. I think budget billing is for people who really do need to know they're on a really tight budget, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I don't want budget billing because I think budget billing is a false, it's not really your bill. And then don't you at some point have to make up if you do
no,
budget
it just
billing?
Takes your high months down, and then it just adds some to your
there's
low months.
There's at times the where the you year. May owe extra, but there's also times where you get a credit. I've
so
had it where I didn't
does
have
an
to pay
average,
for 2 months.
It just takes an average of what, the year before?
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Because if I did that, then I'd never get that one really low bill where it drops
right.
like this, like $400. So I'll take the good with the bad, I guess. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Don't forget, folks, you enter that contest, you could win a round trip for two, trip to a Greyhound bus.
Woo!
Yeah. Actually, for a lot of people, that's a big deal, and I kind of get that. It was for me as a kid. Two things were big deals. One, we're getting on a bus, and two, if you're a kid, we've talked about this before, and I don't care if it's the cheapest, lousiest motel in the world. When you pull in with your family and you get a motel room and you're a kid, it is the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
If all there is an ice machine and some stairs, you're running around. Maybe there's
open
a pool.
All the drawers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
The smell. The smell of the hotel room.
Yeah, there's just something about when you're a kid staying in a motel. You don't know that it's Motel 6. It could be the Ritz-Carlton as far as you're concerned. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, first of all, I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good thing to be.
Well, to kind of stay on the sports and the money theme, I mean, I know you hate sports.
No, I don't hate sports at all.
I know, but you love money, do you? Don't you?
Don't we all?
Okay, well, what I wanted to ask is, I never heard recently, well, like, what's the financial impact of the next, I mean, they're definitely going to play 3 days,
right.
You know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
How many millions, what's the financial impact of the next 3 days of the, you know, the series being here?
For the Cardinals or the city?
Well, the whole city.
Well, I don't have a number.
No, I mean, if you've heard anybody say a total amount of money that's going to mean to the city.
I heard for the Cardinals it's about $1.5 million per game.
That's it.
But the city is
now,
the
yeah, I'm
city.
With, I'm with the Jim. That doesn't sound like much to me.
The city, they're talking a couple million.
Oh my God, they're talking
per
like,
game, though.
You know, average minimum $100 a ticket times 47,000 times three.
It's got to be more than a million.
Oh, God. And then plus all the, you know, all the refreshments and then all the hotels, motels, cabs, hookers,
Jim,
and everything
Jim,
else.
Jim, think about this, too, though. Think, if you were in our business, if you were, let's say in this case, the TV business, all right, and... Can you imagine You think the average fan is sitting there going, come on, Cards, come on, Cards. I'm going to tell you something. Radio stations, TV stations that carry the games, every win, every extra game they play is money in the bank.
Oh, God,
man.
Yes.
They are sitting there rooting. You know, even the people normally couldn't care less. If they're working in the broadcast business and there are games to be sold, advertising to be sold within the game, man, do they want every game they can get.
Well, the other question I had is, in years past, you would hear, I mean, this is when they weren't making multi-million dollar salaries, but you would hear them say, I don't know about if they're playing for the National League Championship, but when they're going to the World Series, that like each player would get $25,000 or $50,000 a player.
Oh, it's more than that, I think.
Well, that's what I mean. You never hear about it. I was wondering if any of the callers would call in, if anybody heard about how much each player actually gets by going to the World Series.
The last I heard for the World Series was something like close to $100,000, $85,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's
and do they make extra money just playing it for the National League Championship?
That I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. And then, of course, there's the ring, and then some MVP gets a car. You know, that's what I always like. You get a guy making $10 million a year, and they go, here's a car. Yeah. You know, he could buy a car.
It's all just from a big sponsor of the, you know,
hey,
it's usually...
I take every bit of it. I'm not criticizing the people that take it. You want to hand me the keys to a car? I'll take that car. Remember they gave Mark McGuire that red Corvette after millions and millions of dollars and all the accolades? Well, hey, by the way, what else can we do for you? Let's think of something. Okay, here's a Corvette. Bob Gibson retires, and I was at the stadium when it happened, and they roll out onto the field this massive motor coach for Bob Gibson. You know, and at the time... I'm sure now it's probably $1 million motor coach, but then it was, I don't know, 100 grand or whatever.
Eckstein got that yellow Corvette, remember? He gave it to somebody, one
yes.
of his brothers or something.
Yeah, because he didn't know how to drive a stick.
That's right.
Who was that?
David Eckstein.
Oh, man. Hello, Dan.
Good afternoon, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I would kind of like to second the previous caller there. Yeah, I'm kind of up in arms that it wasn't a broadcast game. Mostly because I had listened to my wife where she looked, she says, I can't believe they're going to preempt my television show and it's not even the Cardinals. So I did kind of snooze through the end of the American League.
You know that you just said something you don't even realize how interesting what you just said is, and here's what it is. No, women refer to shows as my show. I'm going to watch my show. My wife does that. Uh-huh. My mother did it. I worked with a woman at a radio station. She took her break at 2 o'clock, and I said, why do you always take your lunch at 2? That's when my show comes on. My show! And it was one of those soap operas. But when you just said, when your wife said, preempted my show, that's another woman thing.
Women.
Yeah.
I've never heard a guy say, my show's on.
And the show was with Terra Nova, which is, I think they've only had one episode so far. You know, it's like, already? You know, come on, stop.
She's already addicted to it.
That's a Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. But so I ended up snoozing through the last few innings there, only to wake up to the last, the grand slam there.
Yeah.
But that brings me to my second point, and I know you guys probably won't know because you're not big sports enthusiasts. I know you don't hate baseball.
No.
Or sports.
I don't hate sports at all. But sports paid for my daughter's education.
But I noticed they said that was the first time in playoff history that a walk-off batter, or maybe it was a walk-on batter.
Walk-off grand slam home run.
Walk-off. What the heck is a walk-off?
A walk-off.
A grand slam that ends the game.
Well, I know what the grand slam is, but you know, and you know, I hear it all the time now. You know, Pujols did a walk-off home run in the bottom of the fifth.
Any home run?
No, not in the bottom of the fifth.
No,
it has to be at the end of the game to end the game. A
so
home run that
everybody
can walk off the field in because the game's over.
Yeah, if the Cardinals are playing here at home tomorrow night, and the game is tied in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Albert hits a home run. That's a walk-off home run. The Cardinals win.
So they all walk off the field
based
on... Okay, I'm with you. You know, and I've been a baseball player all my life, you know, and just never heard what that term meant.
All right, hang on a second. When you say walk off the field, what do you mean? They're going to walk off anyway. The game's over.
That's what. That's the whole point.
Why do you have to call it? Why does everything?
Because it's different than another home run that where the game is still going. That home run ended the game. So they.
Why is it just called the end of the game home run?
Well,
walk off sounds better.
Walk off is just the way they call it.
You know what, Dan? You know what amazes me? And I things that are sponsored, like a pitching change, has a sponsor. I think if they need to get a sponsor for a kicking your cleats or hitting your cleats with a bat, brought to you by, and then some cleaning company.
They also call it a game-ending home run sometimes.
Oh, okay, but you see my point. You were confused too, Frank.
No, I'm confused about everything. I don't hate sports, but I'm an absolute, complete ignorant moron.
And when I was watching all the I surfed back and forth between the news in the morning before I go to work. Not one mention of that's the first time in history there was a walk-off grand slam in the for the American League. The only thing they covered was the Cardinal game.
Wow.
But this was a first time in history, you know. Jeez.
Go figure.
Go figure.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't hate sports, but I am completely stupid about most sports, and that's common knowledge. My wife and I looked at our gutter helmet today. I went in and got her, and I said, come on here. I want you to see this. Nothing has changed. I'm not making this up. I know this sounds stupid. Who goes in and gets your wife and goes, come look at our gutters?
You.
Me. You're right, because we've stared at gutters full of junk for 25 years. I blew my driveway off again today with the big leaf blower. I'm going to guess, this is just an estimate, 400 pounds of acorns, okay, off my driveway, and then leaves, nothing. I look up at the top of the house, nothing. I said, come here, I want to show you something. Because you'd have to understand that for 25 years, I really do believe that she has plotted my early demise, my death, thinking she will use the gutters as a way to get me on a ladder. I will fall, and I'll kill myself, and then she can be free and can date guys and do stuff.
I don't think she would ever even think about that.
I think she hates this gutter helmet because now I used to get up and look in the gutters. All right, I didn't clean them, and I didn't get on the roof.
To monitor what was going on in there.
At least there was a chance that on a shaky ladder I could fall and get killed. She had
a big
that
wind gust could come up.
Yeah, she had that chance, and now that chance is gone.
Oh, man.
And I can tell when she looks at gutter helmet, she's thinking, I'm going to have to come up with something else now that will kill him. And antifreeze soup or something, but now that's a problem because she doesn't know how to make soup. Huh?
Wax on the shower floor.
Wow, Tina knows a lot about
it. Well, sounds like women everywhere have already been pre-plotting the demise of men. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm aware, and I'm watching. I'm watching for any signs, but it won't be a ladder fall from the gutter because I don't have to look up there. There's nothing to see. There's nothing in the gutters. I can see the gutter helmet. And folks, you talk about the products in your life that are worth the money and money that's well spent. This absolutely is one. It's at the top of the list. Gutter helmet. Go to the local website, mygutterhelmet.com, and see what the big deal is. See why more homes in this country have gutter helmet than all the other gutter systems combined. And also, none of the others have this jingle.
Never clean your gutters again. You bet, Paul, 8776 helmet.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland Dean traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, it looks like we've got slow traffic already on southbound 270 now from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Still working with this vehicle fire. It's on southbound 55 on the ramp to Lindbergh. It's on the top of the ramp to northbound Lindbergh, blocking the left lane. Eastbound 40 now is slowing from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 is heavy from Salisbury through 10th Street. Westbound 40 is the usual slow up right now from Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP's trick-or-treat all-you-can-eat pancakes are back, starting at $4.99. Stack after stack of those delicious, scary buttermilk pancakes every day in October. Make it an IHOP day. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? Here's the secret. It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor.
For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Solid oak hardwood flooring at the best sales price in years. Nothing can make your home more beautiful than new solid oak hardwood floors. And for a limited time, Midwest Floor will install and finish your new wood floor for only $9.99 per square foot. That's right. For only $9.99 per square foot, Midwest Floor will not only supply your new oak floor, we'll install it, sand it, and finish it with expert union craftsmanship. But hurry, it's for a limited time only in Brentwood and our new store in Chesterfield. Midwest Floor, quality since 1939.
Just before the arrival of fall, why do millions of women arrive at Kohl's? It's the number one destination for denim. Savings on denim in every fit and style. It's blue heaven. From Levi's to Elsie Lauren Conrad, skinny to flare, faded to dark. So if you want to look like you just stepped out of the pages of a magazine while still staying on budget, step into Kohl's incredible savings sale this Friday through Sunday. You'll save on everything you and your family need for fall. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
On the front page of yesterday's paper, there was an article about these banks that are starting to charge $5 a month if you don't keep a certain minimum balance to use your debit card. And a lot of people are real unhappy about that. And in the first three or four lines of the article, do you know the first place mentioned that's thrilled to death about all this because they're not doing it to their customers and they're going to reap the benefits? First Community Credit Union. And it referred to First Community Credit Union as the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And you know why they're so large? Because they're really good at what they do. And they have a lot of assets. They're rock solid. And they're not going to be charging you $5 a month to use your debit card. This is not sitting well with a lot of people. And I have already heard people say, that's it, I'm leaving my bank. How dare they charge me for blah, blah, blah. Here's my invitation. Why don't you just come over and bank where we bank, where we've been banking for years, First Community Credit Union. I have a debit card there. I have a credit card there. I have a savings account, checking account, a money management account, a safe deposit box. Wouldn't you love to know what's in every... Every time I go in the safe deposit box room, I look at those boxes and I go, what is in there? It's like a storage wars thing. What if you could bid on a bank safe deposit box? That'd be worth a pretty big bid, cool. I would think. Yeah. First Community Credit Union, go and have some popcorn, tell them your AM and the PM, and say, give me some literature, and who can I talk to, and I'm ready to bank here and be a member, not just a customer.